this is Harris, Bill Shatner.
Hi, William Shatner. How are you?
Liz, you sound so up and bubbly.
I am feeling very up and bubbly because I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Campaign girl.
Yep, we are very excited to have you coming into town for GalaxyCon Richmond. What is one of your favorite parts of coming to events like GalaxyCon?
Well, I enjoy coming and talking to the people. You know, we'll sign autographs and pose for pictures and all that kind of stuff. But what is fun for me is being on stage and talking to the people about what's happening and making them laugh and informing them and having a good time with them on stage.
That's awesome.
Which I will do on Saturday.
Perfect. So, obviously, you are very well known as Captain Kirk. Does that kind of notoriety get a little tedious at times, or does it make you very proud to know that you have been part of something that has left just this huge mark on pop culture?
Yeah, see, put that way, you can't say, give you any other answer. That's exactly how I feel. It's a phenomenon. It's unlike anything else in showbiz, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. I'm coming to Richmond, and the reason I'm coming to Richmond is because of Star Trek. So why wouldn't I want to talk about Star Trek? I, in fact, am on tour with a Star Trek film, The Wrath of Khan, and I've done it quite a few times in the United States. And next week, I'm off to Europe to do 9 cities in Europe, and sold out most of the, even at this point, sold out many of the concerts.
Oh, that is awesome. So obviously you are a man of many talents. You've recorded albums, you've written novels and scripts, you've acted and directed.
Just finished a blues album, which there's a good talk about already.
Oh, that's awesome. So which one of those like hats has been your favorite to wear?
Depends where the sun is.
That's awesome.
The sun is shining in my eyes. Pull that brim down. I'm loving the challenge of it all. I'm loving the idea of getting on stage and improvising a performance based on the questions, based on the audience's reaction. It's like conducting this interview where you ask me questions and I try and come up with an interesting and fresh answer to it all. There's a joy to that when it works well, and it's been working well. On the other hand, to have the fascination of the simplicity of acting for a camera, and you're involved with the edge of your point of your nose because that's where the focus is. And then, of course, there's the stage and the reaction from the audience, the immediate reaction, which feeds not only your ego, but your ability to time a laugh and know that something's funny because the audience laughed at it, rather than going unknowingly into a space where you don't know whether your material is going to work or not.
Wow. Is there a role that you turned down that you wish you hadn't?
There was a Kaiser role that had tomatoes, onions, and...
That's the best possible answer I could have asked for. So tell everybody, are there any upcoming projects that fans should definitely be on the lookout for?
Yes, lots of all kinds of things. So I'm on tour, and if I haven't been at a city... where you live, I will be in your living room the next year or two. I'm on this tour, The Wrath of Khan. I've got a blues album. I'm not quite sure what we're calling it, but it'll be out in the summertime. I've got a new show called The Unexplained, which debuts the second part of the first season on Saturday at 10 o'clock, following Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. It's called The Unexplained. And I'm now starting a whole publicity campaign about the second half of the season. It's gotten very popular. They ordered 8 to begin with. They saw the first 2 of The Unexplained. They ordered 20 hours more. In this day and age, unheard of. So we've got our fingers crossed that it'll be very successful. But it's on Saturday at 10 o'clock on the History Channel, and you're the first publicity I've done. I start a campaign tomorrow, all day tomorrow, talking about the unexplained. So, yeah, so there's that, and then there's several other shows and things that I'm doing that just, when they come closer, I'll talk to you.
Well, I cannot wait to check out The Unexplained on the History Channel, and we can't wait to see you here in Richmond at GalaxyCon Richmond this weekend. William Shatner, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.